The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 12, from verse 20 to verse 25, New Testament page 209. He had been quarreling with the people of Tyre and Sidon. They now joined together and sought an audience with him. Having secured the support of Blastus, a trusted personal servant of the king, they asked for peace because they depended on the king's country for their food supply. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robes, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted, "This is the voice of God, not of man," immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God. An angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God continued to increase and spread. When Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission, they returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, also called Mark. I was born as the youngest in our family, out of two sons and five daughters. I became the only son with five older sisters when my older brother died right after I was born. Maybe it was due to frequently spending time with my older sisters at home. I did not have any problem when making friends, but I got timid and find myself having hard time to talk when many people pay attention to me. So I was afraid of standing in front of many people. An event happened when I was 6 years old in a kindergarten. Christmas was coming near, and my mother told me that she promised the kindergarten principal that I will be sending greetings on Christmas Eve's show. I was afraid to stand before people, but I thought I will be able to put up with just sending a greeting, so I decided to obey my mother's words. I simply thought that saying greetings will be just saying hello in front of people. From that day, my mother started to train me to memorize a fairly long script. At that time, I was not yet fully mastered in Korean. My mother read a sentence and I repeated it. I did not know or try to find out the purpose of this script when I was memorizing it every day. At last, the day of Christmas Eve's show came. My mother dressed me in a colorful silk-made traditional Korean man's overcoat. I held my mother's hand on the way to the kindergarten, and I was surprised when I entered the kindergarten. I found out that my greeting is not how I pictured, which was just saying hello. Rather, I had to present the long script that I've been practicing in past days in front of many people. I told my mother that I could not present a greeting, and this time my mother was surprised. The meanings of my greeting being canceled, which has been already printed on a program, are putting the show in predicament, and especially for my mother, it will be a disgrace to our family. All kindergartners and parents were already filling the seats. My mother urgently started to convince me without anyone knowing. However, there was no effect even 10 minutes before the show. So my mother, who looked like had no other options, took me to the bathroom. My mother used every measure and even pinched me in there. Therefore, without my consent, I had to present my memorized script in front of a room that was filled with many people. Without a doubt, it did not go well. People hardly understood what I said since I was really scared and I was almost crying. As a result, my mother's trial of fixing my weaknesses of standing in front of people was a failure. Contrarily, as a side effect, I avoided more situations of standing in front of people. 5 years later, another event happened when I was in fifth grade. My father was a very disciplinarian. There cannot be answer no in front of my father. No matter what the statement was, the answers always had to be yes. One day, my father said to me, I registered a speech contest sponsored by Gyeongsangnam-do that will be held on the next month for you. So be aware. Several days later, my father handed me the script written by him and made me to memorize it for a few days. After the memorization, my father's hard training began. The intensive training of learning where to stop my breath on certain words, in what tones to speak, and how to stand and make eye contact happened every night. I was obeying because it was my father's extremely strict order, but my worries amplified as the day of the contest came near. Even though I went through the intensive training, I knew that when I stand in front of people on the day of the contest, my result will be just repeating the result of my kindergarten show. I really wanted to tell him that I could not handle it, but I could not tell him at all, after all. On the night before the contest, I could not sleep due to dismay and anxiety. Since I barely slept, I could not really eat breakfast. Right before taking off to the contesting place, I was called by my father in his study. Different from ordinary times, my father made me to sit on his lap and hugged me from my back and read the Bible to me by following with his finger on the verses. These words are said by God to Joshua. But in this morning, these words are for you. Read it for yourself. Those words are from Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Since I am a Christian from birth, I have heard Moses, the greatest leader of Exodus, and Joshua, Moses' inheritor and a leader to conquer the promised land, Canaan, multiple times from the early days of Sunday school. However, it was the first time for me to find out how God told Joshua that he will be with him just like he was with Moses on my father's lap.
That
However, just like how my father said, these words were not for Joshua anymore. Whether it was words from God to me, who was faced with the fear in front of the speech contest. 제철, no one will be able to stand up against you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. I promise you that you will get and receive the award today. I heard loud drumming sound from my ears and heart when I was reading. I never heard of a drumming sound that loud. When I read the verses, my father hugged me and prayed, but I heard the drumming sound continuously. Amazingly, my fear and anxiety were gone when I was leaving the house. The most important fact was not winning trophy or finishing the contest. But from then, I'm not afraid to express myself in front of people. My mother tried to fix me, but she failed. But my fear and weakness were fixed and alleviated by God's word in that morning. I felt the power of God's words for the first time when I was in fifth grade on my father's lap ever since I was born. If His words did not surround me and did not alleviate my weakness on that morning, then there will be no pastor E. Tetzel today who is standing before you to preach God's word. If a life of only a fifth grader who did not know God's words, never had a time to read God's words closely, and did not have a proper faith, can be changed and flourished by God's words, then what will be the point of saying what will happen to people who fear God properly in their life? Herod was eaten by worms and died in Caesarea, the city of desire, where he took the throne of God, being wrapped by the desire. The last verse, verse 25 of the chapter 12, which tells us the fact above, has nothing to do with Herod. When Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission, they returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, also called Mark. Saul is the old name of Paul. Antioch Christians sent Paul and Barnabas to deliver the money they gathered directly to the Christians in Jerusalem church who were suffering famine. Verse 25 tells us that Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch with Mark after they finished their mission. However, it was what happened at least 2 years before Herod was eaten by worms and died in Caesarea. When Paul and Barnabas visited Jerusalem with the money gathered by anti-Christians, Herod didn't exist in this world anymore. Verse 25 should be connected to the chapter 11 that tells us that Antioch Church sent Paul and Barnabas to Jerusalem. The reason why Luke inserted the verse as the last verse of the chapter 12, regardless of the chronological order, was, as we looked at last time, to show us, in contrast with the focus of verse 24, what Herod did before this verse and what Paul and his companies did after this verse. But the word of God continued to increase and spread. As I already talked about, the words of God prospered in Herod's life, in Paul's, Barnabas, and Mark's lives as well. Only difference was the meaning of God's words. To Herod, who followed the desire to be in the mainstream of Caesarea, God's words flourished as execration and judgment. Even though he was a king with the absolute power, he was eaten by worms and died. But to Paul, Barnabas, and Mark, who sought to be in the mainstream of God's kingdom, not in the one of Caesarea, the city of desire, God's words flourished as words of life. From a worldly perspective, they were in need, but they never longed for or set things in this world as the goal of their lives. It was because the words of God that can't be compared with any other things that would perish prospered in their lives. To them, the words of God were not any abstract concept or ambiguous imaginary product. The words of God were the life of God, the power of God, and the love of God. His words renewed them first and took them as the path of His words to renew this world. They were not great at all, but the life, the power, and the love of God's words prospered in their lives. God's words were so prosperous that Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark, and Paul even wrote more than one-fourth of the New Testament. And Barnabas became a major figure as the witness of God's words in Acts. They seem to be nothing compared to Herod in Caesarea, the city of desire, but they were rich in reality since they were eternal in the words of God, while Herod was eaten by worms and died.
Verse 26
All the windows of Catholic church buildings in Europe are made of stained glasses. However, we cannot recognize their beauty outside the building. They are not beautiful at all, and rather look dark and dull from outside. You can see the beauty only inside, where the light reflects on the glass. Inside, you may be astonished by their beauty. It is the same with the words of God. People think that it is very boring, dull, and not exciting to follow the words of God because they look at His words from outside. The words of God are not the object of observation or enjoyment. You have to go inside. Only when you go inside God's words, you are able to recognize the beauty of His words, the life of His words, and the power of His words through the reflection of Holy Spirit. Realizing that following His words is getting beautiful eternal life. Here are the words of God that prospered in Mark's life. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. Mark chapter 1, 16-17. It is the testimony of Mark on the scene where the Lord called Simon brothers. Peter and his brother gave up their job as a fisherman and followed the Lord as soon as they heard, "Come follow me." Was it because that they were decisive? It wasn't. The Lord had the power of calling them. He was the Lord. Jesus of Nazareth came to this world as the words of God. So the words of the Lord were the words of God. For Paul, it was inevitable to turn away from the life of a mainstreamer of Caesarea when the words of God came to Paul, who was against the Lord. Mark chapter 1, verse 40, 41, 42. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I'm willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cured. Mark testifies that when the Lord commanded, "Be clean," the body of man with leprosy was completely cured and recovered. It was done by the healing power of God's words. The Lord doesn't call anyone with no reason. God calls us with His words to heal our bodies and spirits deteriorated by worldly desires and to make us live a new life. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 43. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. The currency at that time was not paper money, but all coins were made of metal. And since there were no envelopes for offering like these days, people could see who put what coins into the offering box. The rich proudly put in gold and silver coins to show off. But the poor widow shamefully put in just one coin.
동전 한 입만을 헌금통에 넣을 수 있었습니다.
Nonetheless, Jesus pointed the widow and encouraged her that she is the best.
그녀를 격려해 주셨습니다.
It is because Jesus does not make relative assessment, but an absolute one regarding the heart of human.
주님으로부터
It is needless to say that the widow's meaning of life would have totally changed after Jesus' absolute assessment of you are the best. Likewise, the words of God is that of power that calls human to the road of life from the road of sin and death, the struggle to be the mainstream of Caesarea, the city of desire. The words of God is words of healing that restores human soul and body. The words of God is that of love that endlessly encourages faulty human to live as his sons and daughters. Weak human can live as God's sons and daughters only when we depend on God's words. Thus, Paul confessed as follows, who lived in those words that flourished in his life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, 18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Paul never enjoyed worldly wealth and glory. He was physically poor. His life was tired from endless persecution. And finally, he had to die a miserable death, being beheaded. Nonetheless, he was always joyful and never ceased to pray, giving thanks in all circumstances. It is because he lived in the words of God. When he lived in the words of God, God's words flourished as that of power to call him fresh every day, as that of healing to restore him and refresh him stronger than yesterday.
그를 치유해 주시는 생명의 말씀으로
and as that of love to encourage him regardless of his fault, saying, "You're the best."
사랑의 말씀으로 그의 삶 속에서 흥망했습니다. 바울은
Since Paul could save each and every moment of his life to eternity thanks to the words of God, he could always rejoice and live the life of faith, giving thanks in all circumstances.
하나님의 말씀은 흥망하여
Facing today's scripture that contrasts Herod with Paul's companies, focusing on verse 24, the words of God continue to increase and spread. Let us reflect ourselves. God didn't call us to become foolish human, to be eaten by the worms of self-ambition like Herod, did he? Didn't he call us to live eternal life in his words like Paul and Barnabas and Mark did? Then we can't live as foolish Herod, who was eaten by the worms of self-desire anymore. Can we? As I said in the beginning, I experienced God's words flourishing in me when I was in the fifth grade of elementary school on my father's lap. God's words weren't restricted to the letters in the Bible nor the preaching of Sunday school teachers. To me, who were so shy to stand in front of people, God's words was that of life that stood me right to speak out in front of anyone. 2 years later, I experienced the power of God's words again when I was the first grader of middle school. I suffered from frequent intestinal diseases, but thanks to the words of God, my digestive organs were completely recovered. God's words flourished as that of healing in the body of a 13-year-old body. Although I had experienced twice the power of God's words with all my body and life, I did not strive to live in the words of God. And thus, I had to live a foolish life for a long time, being eaten by the worms of self-desire. However, God didn't let me go. And at the age of 36, he again captured and stood me. That day, too, I heard the sound of drums with my ears and heart, the same sound I had heard on my father's lap long time ago. The reason I can live as who I am now is not at all due to my own self. I'm still poor and ugly human being. It is thanks to the words of God that flourishes in my life. Dear brothers and sisters, God's words are not an object to observe or enjoy. Let us all dive into the words of God. Let us all rely our lives on God's eternal words in the light of the Holy Spirit. Even if we are poor and ugly, God's words will flourish as that of power to guide us to mature faith every day. God's words will flourish as that of healing to stand us strong, both physically and mentally. It will flourish as that of love to encourage us. You are the best, regardless of our faults. And thus, we will become the mainstreamers of God's kingdom who renew this era like Paul and Barnabas and Mark, and not the mainstreamers of Caesarea, to be eaten by the worms of self-desire and die. Let's pray. Let us not be the foolish beings to be eaten by the worms of self-desire without knowing it like Herod, who just observed and enjoyed the words of God. Let us dive into the words of God you've given to us, and let us live in the words. Let us experience that the words are those of power to call us every day to mature life of faith. Let us experience that the words are those of healing to stand me strong, both physically and mentally. Let us confirm that the words are those of love that encourages my life full of faults and error. When we always rejoice and give thanks in all circumstances in the words that flourish in our lives, let our lives be your beautiful pieces of art and become the mainstreamers of your kingdom forever to renew this era. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.